Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you.
Former federal prosecutor Kash Patel says he'll charge those who conspired against President-elect Donald Trump should he win confirmation to lead the FBI. A longtime Trump ally, Patel has vowed to eradicate what he calls the deep state, but observers note some Republican senators may oppose replacing current FBI Director Christopher Wray, who Trump nominated in 2017. Democrats are warning about the ramifications of President Joe Biden pardoning his son Hunter. Maryland Congressman Glenn Ivey says the decision is hard to defend.
I know that there was a real strong sentiment wanting to protect Hunter Biden from unfair prosecution, but this is going to be used against us when we're fighting the misuses that are coming from the Trump administration.
President Biden long vowed not to pardon his son, who faced gun and tax charges stemming from a time of drug addiction. Meanwhile, Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is asking Biden to grant clemency to thousands of Americans serving time in federal prisons, including the elderly and chronically ill. She points to the much harsher sentences for crack than powder cocaine and marijuana convictions in places where it's now legal.
People with unjustified sentencing disparities like crack cocaine disparities, and even those who don't benefit from new laws due to lack of retroactive clauses.
Pressley says Biden has a chance to free thousands who pose no threat but are still rotting in prison because of mass incarceration. Republicans are rejecting new allegations of public drunkenness and sexual misconduct against Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon. Fox News host Pete Hegseth has admitted to paying a woman to end charges of sexual assault. Now The New Yorker reports whistleblower accusations forced him to resign from leading two nonprofits. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says he doesn't believe the allegations, and Hegseth still has his vote.
We need a drill sergeant in the military. We need somebody to straighten the military out, to get the woke, the DEI affiliation out, and go from there.
Meanwhile, outgoing Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging his successor, Senator John Thune of South Dakota, to fully vet all of Trump's nominees.
The best mechanism for ensuring the president appoints qualified, capable, and ethical officials is precisely the advise and consent power of the Senate.
Trump has called for use of so-called recess appointments to bypass the Senate. Thune has called that an option. And California state lawmakers began a special legislative session to codify some progressive policies before next year. The state is also pledging to resist mass migrant deportations. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.